Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Hum safar hum nawa, hum nashin hum qadam, hum nashin hum qadam, hum safar hum nawa, hum nashin hum qadam, walide mohtaram, walide mohtaram,
walide mohtaram, walide mohtaram, walide mohtaram, walide mohtaram,
apni sab khwahishon ka gala ghoont kar, roz o shab jis pe ghalib rahe fikr gar, apni sab khwahishon ka gala ghoont kar, roz o shab jis pe ghalib rahe fikr gar, zahiran sakht hai baatinan hai naram, zahiran sakht hai baatinan hai naram,
walide mohtaram, walide mohtaram,
walide mohtaram,
walide mohtaram, walide mohtaram,
parvarish tarbiyat mein na chhori kasar, fikr aulaad mein ki safar dar safar, parvarish tarbiyat mein na chhori kasar, fikr aulaad mein ki safar dar safar, unko mehboob hum, humko jaho hasham, unko mehboob hum, humko jaho hasham,
walide mohtaram, walide mohtaram,
walide بچوں کو یاد آتے ہیں کم،
والدے محترم، والدے محترم،
والدے محترم،
والدے محترم، والدے محترم،
آپ کو دیکھنا ہے عبادت میری، آپ کے کام سعادت میری، آپ کو دیکھنا ہے عبادت میری، آپ کے کام آنا سعادت میری، آپ میرے تو میرے ہیں لوح و قلم، آپ میرے تو میرے ہیں لوح و قلم،
والدے محترم، والدے محترم،
والدے محترم،
محترم، والدے محترم،
محترم، ہم نے سمجھا نہیں ہے مقام آپ کا، گھر میں رحمت ہی رحمت قیام آپ کا، ہم نے سمجھا نہیں ہے گھر میں رحمت ہی رحمت قیام آپ کا، آپ کو دیکھنا دیکھنا ہے حرم، آپ کو دیکھنا دیکھنا ہے حرم،
والدے محترم، والدے محترم،
والدے
محترم والد محترم
تحفہ کبریا سر پہ ہاتھ آپ کا باعث سر بلند دی ہے ذات آپ کی تحفہ کبریا سر پہ ہاتھ آپ کا باعث سر بلند دی ہے ذات آپ کی آپ کے دم سے آزاد ہے غم سے ہم آپ کے دم سے آزاد ہے غم سے ہم
والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم
محترم
ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشین ہم قدم والد محترم والد محترم
والد محترم والد محترم
سیدھا خدا ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بكم and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the midday show with myself brother Suleiman Yusuf every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Today being the 18th of Jamaad al-Ula 1446 corresponding to Wednesday the 20th of November 2024. As you know, on a Wednesday, du'as are accepted. So let us take time out and read the Turaqat Salat. Even if you make a du'a, that du'as are accepted. Whatever your heart, your jais du'as, whatever your heart desires. Also remember the Ummah in your esteemed du'as. Remember the people of Lebanon, the people of Gaza, all our Mujahideen, the people, our Muslims that are suffering across the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their suffering and grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus and grant them ease, inshallah. So let us take time out from Dhuhr to Asr and make esteemed du'as for our beloved people. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we're going to start with our first recipe. And this recipe is titled Chicken Fluffy Balloon Bread. So Chicken Fluffy Balloon Bread. So you're going to need 250 gram chicken strips, 250 gram of chicken strips, a quarter teaspoon of soya sauce, a quarter teaspoon of soya sauce. You will need some salt. You'll need some salt. You'll need 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin powder, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin powder, 1/2 teaspoon of curry powder, 1/2 teaspoon of curry powder, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of chili flakes, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic paste, 100 ml of oil, 100 ml of oil, 1 onion, half bell pepper, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 1 tablespoon of mustard sauce, 1 tablespoon of mustard sauce, 1 tablespoon of mustard sauce, 1 tablespoon of soya sauce, 1 tablespoon of soya sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of sugar, 3 tablespoons of spicy mayo, 3 tablespoons of spicy mayo, 1/2 cup of lettuce, 1/2 cup of lettuce. This recipe is for the filling, right? So for your dough, you're going to need 1 cup of warm milk, 1 cup of warm milk. You're going to need 1 cup of warm milk, 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 tablespoon of oil, 5 grams of yeast, 10 grams of sugar, 279 grams of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, oil for frying, then you're going to need sesame seeds, then you're going to need water for dipping. And that was the recipe for the dough. So your method, you're going to mix the chicken, the soy sauce, and all the spices until the chicken is well coated. You mix the chicken, the soy sauce, and all the spices until the chicken is well coated. Then you're going to set it aside. Then you're going to heat oil in a pan. You're going to heat some oil in a pan. And then you're going to add the chicken. Then you're going to cook until the color changes. Thereafter, you're going to add in some sliced onions. And mix until it turns translucent. Add the bell pepper and the mix. Add the tomato sauce, mustard sauce, and soy sauce. Thereafter, you're going to add the tomato sauce, the mustard sauce, and the soy sauce. And you're going to mix it well. Add the sugar and mix one last time. Thereafter, you're going to remove from the heat and set aside to cool completely. Now you're going to add the spicy mayo. And mix it really well. And you're going to set it aside until you need it. You're going to set it aside until you need it. In a bowl, mix the warm milk. In a bowl, mix warm milk, sugar, salt, and instant yeast and oil. In a bowl, mix warm milk, sugar, salt, instant yeast, and oil. Thereafter, add the flour and you're going to combine it. You're going to add the flour and combine it. Knead for 1 minute and let it rise. Knead for 1 minute and let it rise in an oiled bowl for an hour. In an oiled bowl for an hour. Once the dough has risen, punch it down and divide it into balls. Once the dough has risen, punch it down and divide into balls. Flatten them gently and dip them into water first. Flatten them gently and dip them into water first, then into sesame seeds. Roll them out, not too thinly, or they won't fluff up when frying. Flatten them gently and dip them in water first, then in sesame seeds. Roll them out, not too thin or they won't flop up when they're frying. Cut each roll dough into four. Repeat with the remaining dough balls. Let the rolled dough rise for 15 minutes. Deep fry in hot oil and place on an absorbent kitchen towel. Deep fry in hot oil and place on an absorbent kitchen towel. Then the ballooned bread is ready. You're going to cut open from the middle. Cut the bread open from the middle and mix the lettuce with the kitchen filling. Mix the lettuce with the chicken filling and add it to the bread. And thereafter you have your chicken fluffy balloon bread. So that was a recipe that was sent in by Sister Mariam Mohammed. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Mariam for sending in that recipe. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break, and when we come back, we will continue with our segment, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة صوت مركز الصحابة.
It's gone 15 minutes to 1 Central African time. We do apologize for the breaking transmission. There were some technical difficulties that we had to attend to. But nevertheless, we are broadcasting again, alhamdulillah. This is our segment where we have our discussion. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mawlana? You well?
Alhamdulillah, all well. How's everything on your side, your health?
All well, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Mawlana, inshallah.
We speak to you more on radio than we speak to you
in person. Yeah. Although this is live, I'm on one side, you on the other side. But inshallah, Mawlana, we can continue. We got about 15, 14 minutes. Say about 10, 12 minutes we have to continue with our discussion from last week, inshallah.
Today I just want to discuss this here quickly. This currently there's much talk. We've seen last week that MBS about the Kaaba al-Musharrafah and desecrating it. You don't expect it from such a leader of Saudi Arabia as such.
Yeah.
But when you listen to an Israeli soldier who does things like this, you expect that from them. But from a so-called Muslim and people have asked questions, but how has he been involved in it? Well, he's opened the doors. A person comes to my house and I allow them to do whatever they want. They bring alcohol. So I'm guilty because I allowed it in my, it's my home. I could tell them that, you know what, you're not allowed in here. You're not allowed with these products in my home and all of this. So he allows all of this. And that's part of the 2030 vision. But nonetheless, there's much that was spoken on that. Today we just highlight a little bit on this Israeli soldier in Gaza who posed and he took a photo of himself urinating on the Quran Sharif. So this year is when we see, when we speak to each other, when we speak to the youth as well, they tell us they went to Holiday Inn, Durban, Cape Town, and they found a Bible there in the room. So because they have this dislike for Christianity and they appreciate Islam, so they took the Bible and they threw it out of the window. We actually tell them that you shouldn't be doing stuff like this. Why you shouldn't be doing stuff like this is because they are still perhaps certain, we haven't looked at it and studied it in such detail, but there are still few, maybe you can say, statements of truth there. So still, you won't show such disrespect to it where you throw it out of the window, you do something of that sort. You are happy that you have Islam. So alhamdulillah, Allah has granted you this, but you shouldn't cross the limits. So this Israeli soldier who has done this here to the Quran Sharif, this is nothing surprising. It's expected from them. But what is unexpected, as we said, is Muslims who are desecrating these landmarks of Islam. And Allah Azza wa Jal says this in verse 32 of chapter 22, Surah Al-Hajj. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah, then this emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts. So when you don't have taqwa, of course, it's going to lead you to this point here. Desecration of the Quran Sharif, again we say, by an Israeli soldier is nothing new. This is something that you expect from them. When we were studying the first year and Darul Uloom Zakaria, there were certain, you know, influences that were coming in. And of course, all of these temptations that were there. One such temptation that I recall, it was this particular organization, I'm not going to say the name, but they were offering, and it's on a yearly basis, they offer Muslims who are interested, students who are interested in becoming an alim, Muslims who are interested in becoming, learning the sciences of Islam. So they would sponsor about 70 to 80 students to go and study in Saudi Arabia, in the Medina Institute. When you look at all the perks that are there, especially for a person like me who was 23 at the time when we started, so you're thinking already career mind, this, there, what's going to happen to me all of this year. So you think, but this is a perfect opportunity. This is a perfect opportunity. I can study in Medina University. You're getting two trips to come home on a yearly basis. Your food is sorted out. They even give you allowance and all of that. I'm not sure if this is still now, but that time it was, and this offer was really tempting. And I said, yeah, I'm going to be a burden to my parents, this, that, although my father was taught, he encouraged me to do it, influenced, and he made so much of dua for this. So I thought maybe this is a good way. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected me, saved me from this. Because, and the other thing, here's the main thing, the thing that really like grips you, is when you think few salah will be performed in Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you are going to perform Salah there in Medina Munawwara, close to our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what better could there be? However, speaking to our teachers, Asatidha, they advised me, but you know how insan is. When insan is totally ungrateful to the one who has created them, innal insana li rabbihi lakanud, then you could just imagine insan's lack of appreciation to others as well when they give sincere advice. So they had told me this is not a good aspiration. Try to stay away from this year. With their du'as, alhamdulillah, we got saved. The next year, or shortly after that, we saw students who went there. And when they would come, some of them would just come for a visit. Some of them just needed a place to stay. So the Darul Uloom has this area where it's for visitors. You can 3 days, you can stay there, or I don't know how long. So they have this. So they said, okay, let's go visit our old madrasa. But when we would speak to them, and their minds now have been totally changed, and you speak, some, when reality kicked in, they tried to break away. I mentioned to you previously, Darul Uloom Zakaria, there was a spy, and later on, one of our colleagues told us, you know that person, he was a spy. And he said, let me tell you, he's just a bit of his story. I said, I didn't even know that. But later he left, towards third year or something. He said that particular student, he was influenced by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the teachings of our satida there. And he automatically had this love and this inclination, and he wanted to give up this position as a spy. When they realized what he wanted to do, then they said, no, we'll send you to a better place. We will send you to a better place. They sent him to Al-Azhar University in Egypt. Within a few months, his beard was gone. Al-Azhar University, if you know, they teach five schools of thought. Shiism is taught under the banner of the Ja'fari Fiqh, or the Ja'fari school of thought. We say, where did you come with this? Four schools of thought, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhaib al-Arba. Tomorrow we'll be doing it in our segment 11 to 12 with Muftisa. So we'll be discussing Shiism again. But he was influenced with the Sunnah, yeah. So they sent him there. Few months down the line, his beard, everything is gone. In this particular university, when we heard reports, teachers teaching with a suit and tie, Quran Sharif, tafsir, to put the Quran Sharif on the floor is nothing wrong according to them. For us, what we can't tolerate, even our children making a mistake like that. It's a mistake, forgive them. But still, our hair stands when we witness stuff like this. But there, it's fine. Put it on the floor. There's nothing wrong. So again, what happens to these people? Eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strips them of the nur of Islam. And once this occurs, then you can try what you want. Unless, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to reimburse you or with your iman and that level again. Some people's iman is low. Yesterday we spoke of a Hindu, and he reprimanded, hit his son because he was eating in front of a Muslim who was fasting. And then Allah azza wa jal gifted that Hindu, just before he passed away, he got the ability, tawfiq, to recite kalima, la ilaha illallah, when it was seen in a dream. Then someone saw him in a dream, then this whole incident played out. So coming to this year, this respect, we said to you in the beginning, an Israeli soldier doing this is nothing major for him. I mean, the consequences, the punishment, all. But for him, in his mind, this is absolutely nothing. He doesn't think twice. They do these things. But for a Muslim to carry on like this, putting the Quran Sharif on the floor and in such institutes, then we wonder, what are they really teaching? The first lesson I learned was the lesson of respect in Darul Uloom Zakaria. There was a table there. I thought the Ustad called me, our teacher called. So I thought, I'll just jump over the table and walk. It's on the floor. So you just put your... The teacher said, you go back, you sit down, and you come back right around. Respect. Respect for the desk, respect for the Quran, respect for all of this. This is something which we needed to highlight. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakallah khairan, Mawlana, for those inspiring words. Inshallah, we'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget to remember us in your esteemed du'as, inshallah. Today being Wednesday, du'as are accepted between Dhuhr and Asr. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Make a lot of du'a as well for the Palestinians. Don't forget Syria. There is that the Bashar killing, he's a Shia, killing our Muslims. There again, so-called Muslim, but killing our Muslims. So can you actually call these people Muslimin? Can you actually embrace such people? You make dua for them, make dua for all the Muslims in Sudan. In our own country, how many foreigners are losing their shops and everything. Under this, we should have spoken about this, we'll speak about it tomorrow. Spaza shops, chasing out our foreigners because they say expired goods. But the reality is something else. Make dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakallah khairan to Mawlana Zaid. It's gone at 3 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say jazakallah khairan to all the listeners and to Mawlana Zaid as well. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Via Manila. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.